They say Dr. Lee is getting his physical patient name.
Who took him? Let me call the family member. I guess the sister.
Gray, G-R-A-Y, Sonora, S-E-N-O-R-A. Date of service 8/16/2023, place of Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of birth for this patient is 2/9/1954. Date of service 8/16/2023. Is the history of present illness. This is a 69-year-old female with a known history of hypertension, dyslipidemia, and diabetes, pulmonary nodular lymphoid hyperplasia. She presented with near syncope. She was admitted to the hospital for further evaluation. The management in the ED patient was hypotensive. Blood pressure was 86/50. Oxygen was 97%. And room air, WBC count 18,000.5. Hemoglobin 7.7. BUN 41. Creatinine 1.7.
You're on the way. Alright.
Patient was given IV fluid, CTA without PE, but did show multiple ground glass opacities. The patient report. That she has a nodular lymphoid hyperplasia since 2018.
What happened?
She was subsequently discovered to have E. coli bacteremia from urinary source and renal abscess as complication of pyelonephritis. Hospital course, patient was managed for severe sepsis with acute organ dysfunction, bacteremia due to E. coli, pyelonephritis, renal abscess, and presyncope.
But he
IR and ID, they were consulted and they agreed to proceed the antibiotic management since the abscesses were too small. And after the antibiotic therapy, repeat CT scan later showed interval decrease in the size of multiple renal abscesses. Patient was maintained on IV ceftriaxone. After stabilization, vital stable, and as per ID recommended, she was discharged on long-term antibiotics. As per infectious disease recommendation, antibiotic to be continued until September the 1st. 2 gram IV daily ceftriaxone for E. coli severe sepsis. Today when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, very pleasant female, and no significant complaint at present. Past medical history, as I mentioned, number 1. Pulmonary nodular lymphoid hyperplasia, number 2, type 2 diabetes, dyslipidemia, hypertension. Chronic pain. Patient had a wedge resection of the right middle lung at John Hopkins in 2018 for pulmonary nodule and GGO after an active bronchoscopy which showed nodular lymphoid hyperplasia. Flow cytometry was negative. Recent CT in August 2023 observed the same finding with no changes. Outpatient follow up was advised. Review of system today, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no mild cough, but no sputum production. GI, no nausea, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polydipsia, hematology, no bleeding. Medication upon discharge. Tylenol 650 Q 6 hours, ceftriaxone 2 gram IV daily till September 1st. SCTZ 12.5 mg daily, multivitamin daily, and nifedipine XL 60 mg daily for hypertension. Gabapentin 300 mg TID, metformin 1000 mg BID, simvastatin 10 mg daily, along with the sliding scale coverage was ordered. Past history, as I mentioned, anemia, arthritis, diabetes, osteoporosis, questionable osteoporosis, but she's not on any medication for that. And the lymphoid hyperplasia, as I mentioned, allergies, lisinopril, and sulfa drugs. Physical exam, patient awake, alert, oriented to M3. Blood pressure 102/60, pulse 88, temperature 98.7, Fahrenheit respiration 18, pulse of 99%. Head edema, bronchial ecology, enteric neck support, AVD chest, non-tender lungs, bilateral round kind, no wheezing, heart estimates, two abdomen soft, non-tender box, and positive extremities, no edema. And neuro, she's awake, alert, pre-entered M3 and cooperative lab reviewed. Sodium 136, potassium 3.8, calorie 99, CO2 30, BUN 17, cadmium 1.0, WBC count 6.5, hemoglobin 12, medical 40.8, CRP is 38.7. Assessment, patient is admitted with the E. coli sepsis, secondary to UTI, the source. Number 2, renal abscess. Number 3, severe sepsis and E. coli bacteremia due to UTI. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5, history of pulmonary nodule lymphoid hyperplasia diagnosed in 2018 by wedged section of the lung. Chronic ground glass opacities on the lung. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. Code capital letter CODE, code status, discuss with the patient. Capital letter MOST, MOLST, MOST forms signed by me. Patient is alert, re-entered M3. Patient does not want CPR. She does not want mechanical ventilation by respiratory ventilator, but patient agree for CPAP. Next line, patient want to be transferred to hospital level of care if needed. IV antibiotic, yes, if needed. And blood transfusion, yes, if needed. G2 feeding, yes, if needed. IV fluid, yes, if needed. Hemodialysis, yes, if needed. Most forms are signed and placed in the chart. Medical workup, yes, if needed. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.